Welcome to Read It Reddit. Please try to fill out the form in the description, so we could make this podcast better for you. We will be reading from r/pettyrevenge. Our first post is by Kirisa_24. I moved into my house around the same time as my next door neighbors, new construction neighborhood. We both do our own lawns, they bag their cuttings, I self-mulch/leave the cuttings mulched on the lawn and don't bag. One day I mow the lawn and leave for some errands. I come home to the cuttings I had left on the lawn all raked up and thrown all over my front porch/door with a threatening note telling me, if this ever happened again and I didn't do my lawn properly from now on, there would be consequences and it would be worse next time. I went over to my neighbor's house, told her I would call the police for threatening me if she ever tried a stunt like this again, and that next time she had a problem, maybe try talking with me like an adult, and gave her my phone number. Her husband apologized and said his wife was batshit crazy and he was really sorry. Wife never apologized. I then promptly didn't mow the front lawn for over 6 months, no hoa. I made sure to mow the backyard and make a display of bagging those cuttings and carrying them out front for the neighbor to see, but left the front nice and overgrown. I also ended up having her car towed from in front of her own house. Coincidentally, code enforcement can't force you to mow your lawn, but if you leave a vehicle on the street for over 72 hours without moving it, they'll impound $600. Later she got her car back, and I haven't heard a peep from her. Edit, because you all keep saying he and him referencing the op, I'm a female, women can own their own houses, and do the lawn too, or not in this case. Our next post is by Alfalfa Floozy. Some background: I'm an American that was born and raised in the South. It's an obvious dialect. Also, English is a second language for most people here. Language barriers are not uncommon. All of this comes into the revenge. Years ago, I worked in a call center. It was a large company with English and Spanish departments. I worked in the English department, but sat next to our Spanish department. I handled billing. No one calls billing in a good mood, but in general they're angry with the company, not the rep. You calm them down, fix the issue, and you're off to the next call. Few customers are memorable, but this one I will never forget, and I still laugh. This call happened on a busy day with long wait times. This just made the revenge sweeter. The call went like this. Me: thank you for calling blah blah blah. Lady: I want an American on the phone. Me: what? Lady: I said I want an American on the phone. Me: ma'am, I'm an American. Lady: I want an American on the phone. At this point, I can only assume I'm not speaking the right language. Me: you en memento por favor. I put her on hold, transfer her over to the Spanish line, and just giggled to myself. But it didn't end there. The lines were starting to calm down, and I was chatting with one of the Spanish reps when his desk mate pops up and says she's got a psycho on the phone. It was the woman I had transferred. She was going ballistic. The Spanish rep had her on mute while talking to us. I apologized and told her what happened. She started laughing. Then looks right at me and said, I'm gonna put her back in the Spanish queue. The Spanish department had a blast laughing at this crazy B**TCH as they kept putting her back in the queue. I don't know if she ever got her issue fixed. Then again, we never found out what the issue was either. She was too busy yelling at everyone. Moral of the story: be nice to phone reps. Our next post is by WrestleSbitchface. On mobile, forgive spelling/formatting and all that. Buckle up, kiddos, this is a long and exciting ride. The year was 2006. I was a young dumb girl that had gone and gotten myself married to someone completely wrong for me. He refused to work, and as a result of financial difficulties of us both being in school and only me working, we found us living with his mom. Let me tell you, that is every newlywed's dream. Over the course of us living with her, anytime I would buy myself a food treat, Mill would eat it. Didn't matter what it was or where I hid it, she was a bloodhound for sniffing out things that I bought just for me. The final straw was one night we had gone out to dinner at the Cheesecake Factory. I had taken my slice to go and put it in the fridge. I was gonna have it after work the next day. Next day at work is absolute shit, and the only thing getting me through my shift is the slice of cheese cake I know is in my fridge. I go home and pop the lid off the container, and it doesn't look right. There are motherfucking fork marks all around the outside perimeter of my cheese cake, like she could just sneak some off all around and I wouldn't notice. I was pissed. I went and handed it to her and told her she may as well eat the rest of it. Fast forward a few days and I'm at the pet store picking up some dog food. I'm standing in line waiting to check out, and they have these little boxes of dog treats that look like the little red boxes of animal crackers you can buy for little kids. Now, it very clearly says on the front, circus animals for dogs. About this time I've got the little devil sitting on my shoulder whispering in my ear, "Do it." And then the angel pops onto my other shoulder and screams, "Fucking do it." So they magically end up with the stuff I'm buying. I drive home and leave everything in a bag all together on the kitchen counter. Several hours later she comes into our room and says, "I think there was something wrong with those animal crackers. They were the most awful ones I've ever eaten. I had to eat a whole thing of frosting with them just to finish them." All I said was, "Huh," and shrugged my shoulders. Edit: thank you, kind stranger, for the silver. This is garnering way more attention than I ever anticipated. Our next post is by virtual_news. This happened 13 years ago. My wife's youngest sister was living with us in a place that had a second floor and a basement. The washer and dryer were in the basement, while the bedrooms were all on the second floor. Her sister would drop her clothes down the laundry chute, but tended to do her laundry only intermittently. She usually purchased new clothes rather than stay home and wash her dirty clothes. I would periodically remind her that her clothing was taking up an unacceptable amount of space downstairs, but nothing ever changed. One night, she had actually been home all day and still hadn't done a lick of laundry, despite being reminded twice that day alone that her clothing was taking up half the laundry area in the basement. It was 6 3-foot-tall laundry baskets, plus a healthy amount of overflow. About 10 p.m, I got fed up. So I took all her laundry back upstairs and piled it all up against her bedroom door, effectively barricading her inside her bedroom. The message was received, and she kept up on her laundry from then until she moved out. Our next post is by Regana_Wolfsbane. So this is about my mum. Growing up, we had a large back garden that had a fence in the back with two neighbors behind it, a line of spruce trees on one side with one neighbor and a garden running along the other side with a split rail fence and one neighbor. And when I say garden, I mean garden. This was about a half acre with a lower area with a deck and BBQ pit, a hill with a rock garden, a veggie garden with raspberries along the back fence and even a fire pit on the plateau of the hill. The other neighbors had similar sized yards. We had a large dog who would obviously go in the backyard, but he was trained to go in the far off area along the spruce edge cause it was less developed than the rest of the property. Then the new neighbors moved it. They too had a dog, I think it may have been a lassie-like creature, this was 20 years ago. So, dog poo starts showing up in odd places. At first we thought it was our dog being bad and all lazy, but we watched him for a bit, and he still was only going in his designated area. Then we saw it. The lassie creature was slipping through the split rail past the sumac and mock orange, and going in our yard, then slipping back. My mum peeked over to their yard and as far as she could notice she didn't see any dog poo in their grass. She mentioned this to the new neighbor, who said she'd handle it, but it didn't stop. So my mum began to make a pile of all the dog poo that was not ours for about a month. She then got a shovel, got all the poo on it, and then rang their doorbell. When the neighbor answered, my mum dropped the poo in front of her and said, "I believe this is yours." After that they actually became good friends. Our next post is by K80123. This is not my story, but a story about my late grandmother. She was waiting for a car to pull out of a spot in a busy grocery store parking lot so that she could pull in. She waited patiently with her blinker on, but as the car pulled out, another car entered the aisle and whipped into the space before her. They knew they cut her off and said something snooty, like "you snooze you lose," to my grandma through her open window and walked off laughing. My grandma found another spot. She then walked into the grocery store, bought a dozen eggs, and proceeded to break them all over the snotty teen's car in the 90°F Chicago summer heat. Our next post is by TGW184. This was nearly 10 years ago, yet I still look back and chuckle. I was working 3 jobs and going to school at night, and he was working part-time for one. While I had cancer, he lost 100 pounds with extreme dieting, eating less than 500 calories a day, because he said that he was sick of me getting all the attention. We were divorced near the end of January, which meant we were married for all of the prior year. We filed for a cheap divorce, since we didn't have any shared money, things, or children, so nothing was stated on how to file our taxes. In March, he called and said that his tax guy had figured out that if he filed his taxes as single then he owed over $2,000, and if I filed my taxes single then I was paid $400, however if we filed jointly then we'd be paid $450. He offered that if we did so, then he would pay the tax guy for his services and keep the $50 profit. At this point, my dad did my taxes for me for free, so there was absolutely nothing in it for me. I just said no and filed separately that afternoon. Edit: it was pointed out that I didn't clarify his offer. I keep my entitled $400. He used the $50 to pay the tax guy. He was hoping, and I quote, that I would do the right thing to keep him from owing money, since it didn't hurt me at all to do so. Our next post is by Mrabrishan. The title of this post pretty much covers the whole story, but anyway I'll explain the whole situation. The cast: Mr. Britton, me Mr. Britton Sr., my dad and coworker Karen, the entitled bitch who has patience as long as a fish's memory about 10 seconds. So for a bit of context, I work in a small shop in retail, because if this all staff work the shop floor and till area. I was putting out stock as I had been asked to by my manager, and my dad was working the till. He's ex-RAF and just works a few hours a week to keep himself busy. He's also the reason I managed to get the job in the first place. That's when I hear the dread noise. Karen, Ahim. I continue doing what I'm doing, can't leave stock lying in the middle of the floor. Karen, hey you boy, get another till open now. Mr. Britton, okay I'll be down. When I finish this, can't leave stock in the middle of the floor, someone might trip. Karen, I don't give a shit, open a till now. I finish what I'm doing and walk down to the till area, and would you believe it, the bitch is second in line. Mr. Britton, Mr. Britton Sr., do I need to open another till? Customers are getting impatient. Karen, just open a fucking till. Mr. Britton Sr. just shrugs, so I did as she asked, but I made sure to take as long as possible. I scanned things wrong, I asked all the questions, and I scanned really really slowly. In the end, the 2-minute wait she would have had if she'd just stood quietly and waited ended up being 15 minutes. It wasn't much. But I just wanted to be awkward. Sorry about formatting, I'm on mobile edit. Thanks for 1k upvotes guys, can't believe this is so popular. I currently have more stories if people want to hear, and I'm sure I'm gonna get some more as I continue to work in retail. Our next post is by Blutitus82. A few years ago, I was working at a place that required me to wake up very early in the morning to get to work. My neighbors, enthusiastic patriots that they were, began their July 4th celebrations weeks before the holiday, blasting ordnance far later than decency and city regulations allowed. It woke me, freaked out my dog, and woke my son. The next morning, I parked in their driveway and honked my horn until they came out to confront me. I told them that I would repeat this every morning if they continued their celebrations past 9 p.m. as the city mandated. I only had to do this once. Edit, spelling. Our next post is by YearMum1977. I caught my BF of over a year with another woman who was a friend of mine. I had introduced her to him and I ended it, but had to see both of them regularly since we all worked together. 3 months later he quit out of the blue, no 2-week notice, nothing. Because he got her another woman pregnant in another state, and she was about to give birth. He had worked for the employer for 10 plus years. My ex-friend tried to come cry to me about how he had hurt her too. I guess she assumed that I wouldn't embarrass her in public. She was wrong. I chewed her ass in front of everyone in the break room and told her she got what she deserved. Oh, and the guy? The kid wasn't his. He quit his cushy job for nothing and had left such a bad taste in the supervisor's mouth from other asshole things that he had done that when he tried to get his job back, the boss told him back quote, "Don't call us, we'll call you." I didn't technically do shit, but God, after roughly the 1 year of hell with him and the year of chaos afterwards, really slept a lot better at night. Our next post is by Hunger of the Bulls. I graduated last year and worked in fast foods to fund myself throughout medical school. Work night shifts and study in the daytime. Super tiring and irritating, and I can remember the faces of most customers who treated me like absolute S**IT. So it's happened twice now that I've seen a previous customer. I guess working at a local hospital near this store has had some of its perks. I'll tell about this one old dude with a super young male order. Wife called me the C-word amongst other things because he had to wait a bit longer for a filet-o-fish at 3 a.m. He wasn't in my care, but he was pretty stressed out and on crutches. Seemed he was late to some sort of imaging and was asking me for directions. I just said bluntly, "Nope, don't know where it is, you'll have to ask the directory downstairs." I also said, "Hey, I feel like I know you. I used to work at suburb store, I think you came in once." It's super fun seeing the look change on their face. Told the people in imaging to take their time this one. OBV, if one was in my care I wouldn't be negligent. Our next post is by CrewDog3950. So, I came across a posting that reminded me of this incident. Back in the early 2000s, I lived in the military barracks. Just about everything is communal. After living there for about a year, I ran into an issue when doing my laundry. Every weekend I would do my laundry early on Saturday morning to get it taken care of and out of the way. One Saturday morning I started my laundry and ran it through the wash. I had the timing down to know when it would be done washing and drying. So, I went and changed over the laundry to the dryer. I started the dryer and went back to my room and set my timer so I would know when it's done. No biggie, right? Well, I go down when my timer goes off to get my laundry. To my surprise, it was on the floor in a pile and still wet. I was angry, but I picked up my laundry and put it into another dryer. I also left a note on the dryer that had my clothes in it previously, simply stating that it wasn't cool to take my clothes out of the dryer and throw them on the floor. I also notified the dorm manager, and he said he will look into it. Later that week, there was a sign put up in the laundry room stating that if you mess with someone else's clothes, you will be reprimanded. Of course, this was a hollow threat and no one was ever found during the investigation. So fast forward a few weeks and this kept happening. I just happened to go back into the laundry to check on my stuff and there she was taking my stuff out of the dryer and throwing it on the floor. I confronted her and she basically said that this was her dryer and I couldn't use it. I picked up my stuff and put it into another dryer and thought that now I know who was doing it, that there could be some kind of action taken. I told the dorm manager I found out who it was and that he needed to do something about it. And he didn't. So, I thought about a way I could get back at her. Now I'm not exactly proud of my next action, but I was pissed off and tired of this happening. I went to a local hunting store and purchased a bottle of deer urine. I waited for my opportunity and struck. She had put her clothes in the dryer and I poured the entire bottle of the deer urine into the dryer. Then turned it on for a full cycle of high heat. Needless to say, it made a horrible smell and her clothes were ruined. I didn't get into any trouble, she couldn't prove it was me. Now before everyone starts bashing me, I could have handled this differently. I should have gone above the dorm manager's head to the first sergeant and let him deal with it. I was immature at the time and wanted to take action on my own. Our next post is by International Ab 9215. This past week the person I live with has been really selfish and antisocial. On Monday night they went round their friend's house, got drunk and didn't get home until 12 a.m, and woke me up in the process. To be fair, it's not really late, just annoying I got woken up. On Wednesday they again went to a different friend's house, got drunk, and didn't get home until 2:30 a.m, and woke me up again, slightly annoying me now. Then last night they again went to another friend's house, and again got drunk, and couldn't work the lock with their keys, so they thought they would call me at 3:30 a.m. to let them in. This was the last straw, as they knew I had a meeting in the morning and I asked them to come home before the lights go out. Every morning they have to have a cup of tea, so they can start the day right. Well, as they woke me up 3 out of 4 nights this week, I decided I needed a late night glass of milk. Knowing there was only about 2 cups of tea worth of milk left, I drank all of it. As I was getting ready this morning, I hear them go in the kitchen and turn on the kettle. I'm grinning at this point as I know what's about to happen. I hear the fridge door open, and then hear them say "fucking selfish," then fridge door slams and I hear them stomp to their room and slam the door. Our next post is by Liligopapi. I originally posted this in a comment thread, but was told I should post this here. There was a kid on the bus in middle school that would not stop stealing my brother's snacks, so we decided to teach him a lesson. Story's a little long, but worth the read. Edit, more stories posted on my profile. Wasn't sure which sub they would fit in, so please let me know. This pretty imbecile, without asking, would snatch my brother's backpack from the seat behind us, and root through it for food. He would then proceed to loudly complain to anyone listening, if there was nothing edible, or if he didn't like what he had stolen. We repeatedly told him to stop, but this continued to occur over a span of several months. So, as anyone would do in this situation, we decided to fill a bag of very enticing looking corn nuts with dog kibble and wasabi balls. For those of you who don't know, wasabi balls are the same size and weight of corn nuts, and you can't taste the spice until they've been in your mouth for about 3 seconds. The kibble was also the same size slash weight as the corn nuts. As per our previous observations, we learned that the kid would tear these bags open and pour about a quarter of the bag's contents into his mouth at once, so we planned accordingly. We made a small incision at the very bottom of the bag, took out about half of the corn nuts, and replaced them with the wasabi balls and kibble. We then used invisible tape over the incision, to make sure the thief wouldn't suspect anything, and shook the bag to mix the contents. In my opinion, it was great handiwork for 2 12-year-olds barely passing math. The next morning, we were more than ready to enact revenge. Our plan worked seamlessly. When the kid took the backpack and stole the bag of corn nuts, we discreetly watched from the other side of the seat. He didn't think to look around while tearing open his prize. As hypothesized, he poured about a quarter of the corn nuts into his mouth. He chewed for about 5 seconds before he spewed the kibble, wasabi ball, and corn nut mixture all over the floor of the bus. He didn't even look at us, which was probably a good thing, seeing as we were trying our hardest not to burst out laughing. Needless to say, he did not steal my brother's snacks after that incident, and he got in trouble for making a mess of the bus. I have many more stories about this dude throughout the rest of middle school and into high school, but this is by far my favorite. Our last post is by Seraphim676. I was sitting and chatting with my grandfather about my childhood today, and he told me about a simple story of petty comeuppance he got years ago. I was a young boy, perhaps 3 years old. At the time, my parents owned a 2-family house, and were renting the upstairs apartment to another family, who had a kid that was about my age, maybe a year older. As this was back in the mid-90s, the original Pokemon craze was in full swing. Yet somehow, the craze hadn't made its way to me yet. The boy upstairs had been collecting the trading cards, and had decided to show off his collection to me. I don't remember what cards he had specifically, but for some reason I vaguely remember being shown an Arbok card. Immediately I was intrigued. At some point, I must have mentioned the cards to my grandparents. My grandfather told me that he was out shopping with my grandmother one day, and she pointed out the Pokemon cards to him while they were in the store, mentioning that those were the cards I was interested in. He decided to buy a couple of packs to bring a smile to my face. After I reveled in my new cards, I decided to go show them to the boy upstairs to show him what I got. As kids are wont to do, he decided to brag to me that he has way more cards. My grandfather's first thought upon hearing that? We'll see about that. My grandparents were not rich people. My grandmother worked for most of her life, and my grandfather worked two jobs until the day he retired. He usually used the money from his main job to pay the bills, and the second job as expendable income. He decided from that point on that he was going to throw that second income at buying up Pokemon cards for me. He started slow at first, buying cards packs at a time for a while. Then eventually he started going all out. He would buy boxes filled with Pokemon cards. He befriended the hobby shop owners to figure out where to get the specific cards I was missing. He didn't just stop at full set either, he made sure I had a full set in regular and holographic. If the card was printed in English, and it had Pokemon on it, I had it. Later, my grandfather was over when the boy upstairs was down playing with me. He asked the boy if he had more cards than me now. The boy quietly had to admit that no, he did not. When the boy later left, my mother mentioned to me that it was not about who had more cards than whom. My grandfather quickly responded by saying no, of course it's not about who has more cards. But if he's ever getting close to you, you let me know. That's it for Edit Reddit. I hope you enjoyed. Please leave a good rating, as that really helps me out.